The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
The land who rules over you simply find out that you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment of I'm Talking To You, originally recorded and broadcast on Saturday, August the 16th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled Charles Bukowski's 105th Birthday. And the time is 8:33 a.m. here in London, making it 3:33 a.m. on the east coast of America, and just gone 12:30 on the west coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are around the world. Incidentally, for those of you who don't know, Charles Bukowski was a famous writer, poet. He was probably more famous for his private life. He was a heavy drinker, womanizer, etc., etc. The television series Californication was based upon him, where David Duchovny played an alcoholic writer, something or other. I don't know more about it, because I was talking to someone about this actually the other day. There are certain things I mentioned before that I'm a great fan of Laurel and Hardy. So you would think when the film Stan and Ollie came out with Steve Coogan in it as Stan Laurel, who I like as Alan Partridge, and that I'd have probably queued up to get it. Well, I've seen it twice in the charity shop for £1, and I won't watch it because my Laurel and Hardy is my Laurel and Hardy. Now, in a different way, one of my favourite shows is The X-Files, and I can't imagine David Duchovny in any other role than Fox Mulder. And not only can I not imagine that, I don't want to. So I don't want to suddenly go back to The X-Files and think of him in some playing some alcoholic writer, which is the complete antithesis of the character that he plays in The X-Files. So some more useless information for you there. But here's what I found that you might find of more interest in the news since last Saturday's show. It has been a week, so let me go over. There's not a great deal of things here. First up, I found this rather amusing. Now, think about all these people coming over in boats to the UK that you hear these stories about. And then they arrive and they get put in hotels and different things like that. Well, get this for a headline, Daily Mail. British holidaymakers jetting to Europe will have to prove they have a return ticket and medical insurance under EU border crackdown. So they've cracked down the borders to people travelling legally, but they don't do anything about people travelling on these boats. What does that tell you? Is it by design what's going on? I mentioned before that there was a shopkeeper who put up a sign calling shoplifters scumbags, and that story's been going on, because he's now said he's going to put a bigger sign calling them scumbags, because he's had so much support. And he said that the police have not arrested any of the thieves that he caught this year. That's what he's saying anyway. So there you go. And then I hear that there's a huge surge in shoplifting at chemist shops, at pharmacies. And it's not just shoplifting, it's abuse as well, apparently. So, order out of chaos, anybody? You know, the police are there to seemingly their priority is to go after what people say that the powers that should not be don't like. And when you hear about all these different things going on, you have to think to yourself, well, surely the priority of police is the priority of laws. I mean, so, you know, get anyone caught murdering someone, that would be pretty high up, wouldn't it? But theft is lower down. It's not such a big offence, but it was to stop people who kill and people who steal and stuff like that. That's what I grew up with. But now it's to stop people who say things that certain people don't like. That seems to have taken priority over absolutely anything else. Or stop people protesting, you know, a particular protest group that you can get 14 years in prison for supporting. And it's deemed a useful, it's deemed, what would be the correct words? It's deemed a productive use of a police office, of the police force's time, to arrest people holding banners that say they support a group that the government has said you can go to 14 years for showing your support for. And I think we're up to about 700 were arrested last week. I wonder how many thieves and goodness knows what else could have been stopped if these police were actually doing what they were supposed to do. Anyway, let's move on to John Lewis duvet. John Lewis is a department store in the UK, and their most expensive duvet is £12,500, which is about $15,000. Now, I'm in potentially in the market for a duvet this year. I was thinking about earlier in the year. I've had mine. I've got one of these ones that it's a 4.5 tog and I think a 9.5 tog that comes apart. So if it's really cold, you can put the two together. But generally, you would put the 9.5 on in the winter and the 4.5 on in the summer. It's been so hot here over the last few weeks that I have just had a single white sheet on my bed. Anyway. I talk a lot on here about the importance of physical media. Is that the right expression? I'm talking about CDs, DVDs, Blu-rays, things like that. Don't get duped by these people that want you to, oh, you don't need all these things, you know, you're taking up space, you can just subscribe to us every month. Again, the people that ask a monthly fee for something, and you've got to keep paying every month, well, I have questions about that, and I'm not the only one. It turns out that there's been this new trend amongst young people. I think they're calling them Gen Z. Am I Gen Z? Am I Gen X? I don't know. I was born in 73, 52 years old now. But people have been getting rid of their subscriptions to things like Spotify, and they've been buying physical media, and they've been buying MP3 players. And apparently it's because the Spotify, I think that's the one that their premium account is £12 a month in the UK, penny short of that. So, I mean, if you go to charity shops and things like that, you can find, you know, you never, very rarely do you pay more than, say, £1 a CD. And many of them are 50p, 5 for 150, stuff like that. You can get all sorts of CDs there. There's a great supply there because so many people are like, we don't need these anymore, we'll just get Spotify. And for someone like myself, I can't get things like this anyway because I would be very surprised if my subscription wouldn't be extremely tampered with and I'd have all sorts of problems streaming it and things like that. And it'd be, oh, you know, it's a bad connection you've got. What else could it be? You know, these sorts of things. So I have to have physical media. But physical media is great because people point out that, and I've thought this before, I can't speak for it because I've never had it, but things like Netflix are going to come through the internet. So suddenly you have an internet problem, which, you know, happens to some more frequently than others. But, you know, if you've got a DVD player and suddenly you're on the internet and that goes down, you could go off and watch a DVD. Well, if you're depending on these streaming services, then you can't do that either because you're putting all your eggs in that one basket. And that's what we've done now. And the internet, we're relying on this so heavily. And it's amazing to me because we've had companies that have literally, that haulage company I mentioned a few weeks ago, that had a ransomware demand, and it was more, they had 500 trucks, and they built everything on this internet thing, that it was more productive for them to actually just shut the business down than to pay the money. So there's no backup systems. It's internet or nothing now. And that's amazing to me. And with this in mind, I'm not the first to suggest this. I've read this elsewhere. But anything, finances, pensions, anything that you might have, make sure that you get regular printouts and things like that. Because if this banking crash that people have been predicting ever since the one in 2008, okay? So it gets, obviously, I hope it doesn't happen. But equally, it gets frustrating because you think, oh, is it? So many people want to grift and milk it that you can probably find a story every week somewhere in the independent media where they say it's coming tomorrow or very shortly. And it keeps you on edge. And I think that that's what these people have. That's their job to do, along with grift to get people's money. But anyway, nice to see that the sort of streaming services are, people are turning away from them. And then finally, and I'm going to give you the headline first, and this is Daily Mail again. The medieval Brits with West African ancestry. Bodies buried in 7th century England show Britain was more diverse in the Middle Ages than we thought. And I'm not really interested in this story. I've seen it so many times before. So I'm going to go to the... There's 334 comments. Let's see what the best rated one is. From Mr. Realistic in the Real England, United Kingdom, 3 days ago. Yes, yes. They are so desperate to prove this time and time again, aren't they? 599 upvotes and 34 downvotes. There you go. Okay, so one last thing I've got here. This is for my own personal use, actually, but I'll go into it. As you know, I don't watch new media. I try not to watch anything. There's a few exceptions that I reveal as they come up. Anything made after 2013. As a consequence, what I do watch, it gradually dwindles. And so I have to keep looking for new and interesting things to watch. And one of them was the box set of the Rockford Files, which ran from 74 to 1980. And what attracted me to that was David Chase joined the writing staff in season 3. I think it was 6 seasons. And of course, David Chase did The Sopranos, which the first season of was, I think, excellent. And then after that, it just got gratuitous and violent. It lost its humour. What made The Sopranos work that first season was the black humour that they had. And they, for me, they abandoned that for a more violent, gritty, unpleasant show from season 2 onwards. There were still little bits of humour here and there, but the first series was the masterpiece for me. And I haven't progressed beyond that. When I've rewatched it, I watched the first couple of episodes of season 2 and said, this isn't the same show, I'm not going to go any further. But going back to the Rockford Files, David Chase hasn't done a lot. If you look at his filmography, he got involved with a show called Northern Exposure, which I couldn't understand. Apparently it's supposed to be funny. I watched a bit of it and I don't think I laughed once. There are other things you could see in there that didn't get a DVD release, so you can't watch them. And even if they did, I wouldn't bother. But the Rockford Files ticked a few boxes for me. I'm never really into the private eye type of thing. I'm more into cop things. So like the 70s cop things that I've got are The Streets of San Francisco, Kojak, Starsky and Hutch. Coming towards the end, I suppose it's more 1980s, Hill Street Blues, things like that. They were all very good. Although Starsky and Hutch, that was an opposite to The Sopranos. The first season of that was very gritty and could be a bit violent, but then they went more comedy in the second season. I watched a bit of that, and it just was it the second or third? If you're gonna do comedy, be funny, okay? If you're gonna ruin what you started out as, then you know, at least do it better or not at all. You're best off staying with what you were doing. But going back to the Rockford Files, I was working my way through this. I've watched an episode of this now and then. And it was very samey. You know, he's a private eye that for some reason rarely gets paid at the end. Virtually every episode is a damsel in distress, and it's just like a yawn-a-thon. And although he's acting, James Garner's good, and other people in there like Joe Santos, the police sergeant, it was nice to see Tom Atkins in a role. He's an actor I like to see popping up in various things over time. And there was a guy who played Rockford's father, who a lot of people raved about, but, you know, nothing wrong with him, but I didn't understand why they brought certain people into the show. But anyway, I got to the end of season one, and I started season two, and I thought, you know what, I'm sick of seeing all this damsel in distress stuff. I'm going to start watching it, and I'm going to fast forward. I'm going to look at who the guest actors are. If there are any decent guest actors, I'll watch it, and if I get bored, I'll fast forward through. If I start it, and there's a woman turning up in Rockford's trailer with some problem that's just a rehash of pretty much every other episode, unless there's decent guest stars in, forward it goes. And that's what I did for all of season two, apart from one episode where Isaac Hayes was a guest star, and I'd read that he was a frequent guest star in the Rockford Files, and whilst this was a damsel in distress sort of episode, sort of not, it was a mixture between the two. It was a very good episode, actually. And I thought, I want to know the background of his character before I jump into season three. But then I've seen other guest actors in the show that reappear as different characters. They obviously still like them as an actor. And as a viewer, you get confused, especially if you're watching them quite frequently, as I am. You know, you're not watching them as they were released, because these actors might appear once in each season as a different role. So most people who watched them back in the 70s would have forgotten. But I might have seen them just last week in that other role, and then they're popping up as something else. So the Isaac Hayes as an actor, that might be what he did as Rockford, or he might be the same role coming back. I'll just have to wait and see what the next time he comes back is. But season three started off with David Chase not just as a writer on the show, but he was part of the production team. So I thought, well, that might mean that the whole show's flavour would change with him coming in. So I saw the first episode, nothing special, to be honest. Bit similar to what I've seen before. And then the second episode he wrote, and I watched it and I thought, this is brilliant. It was an excellent story, fast paced, very different from what I'd seen before. They'd taken the best part of like the acting of James Garner and stuff like that and actually given him a decent story to go around. So I decided there are 19 episodes that David Chase wrote for the series. I'm going to watch just the David Chase episodes. And if I like them, I'll go back to watch the stuff I never watch, because there's not really a storyline in it that I'm aware of that develops. So yesterday I watched the second one that he did, and it was a confusing mess. So this isn't really working out either. I think I'll watch the third, see what happens. But it's interesting to look at series and interesting to watch them in your own way and not necessarily be governed by the order in which they were released. And that's my thoughts on that. Okay, so now let's go and see what's happening in the mainstream media right now. Here we are, trying to bring up the right window here. So first up, Associated Press, see what's going on in there. Ukraine Zelensky to meet Trump on Monday after US-Russia summit secured no peace agreement. Okay. And then we've got Reuters. Let's have a look at Reuters. What the top story is there, if the site actually decides to open. Still going round and round and round. No deal until there's a deal. Trump-Putin talks yield no breakthrough on Ukraine. Let's go over to the BBC, see what their top 10 stories are today. And incidentally, it's the start of the new Premier League season today. So the football is back, and I think that's going to go on till April, May next year. So there you go. For those of you who enjoy football, or soccer as you say in the United States, the big leagues are not just open here now. I imagine they're open throughout Europe as well. Number 10, are mangoes good for diabetes? Indian studies challenge conventional wisdom. Number 9, when will it stop? League opener halted as Semenyo reports racism. So that was actually the first Premier League match of the season that took place last night. It refers to Liverpool playing Bournemouth, which I believe Liverpool went on to win 4-2 after they were held at 2-2 for a while by Bournemouth, whose striker that experienced the racist abuse, I believe, scored both of their goals. Number 8, Topshop returns to the high street, but can it get its cool back? Number 7, one dead and dozens injured as Danish train hits tanker and derails. Number 6, Blackpink K-pop band make epic Wembley dream come true, whatever that means. Number 5, Ukraine's fate in their hands and praying for peace. Number 4, no ceasefire, no deal, what summit means for Trump, Putin and Ukraine. Number 3, UK trader envoy resigns over Northern Cyprus visit. Number 2, the 104-year-old World War II veteran who moved the Queen to tears. Number 1, next time in Moscow, 5 takeaways after Trump and Putin's Alaska summit. So let's go over to the Daily Mail now, see what is going on over there. The top story headline: why Putin's grin as he left Alaska says it all. The Don and Vlad show may have ended without a big finale, but there seems one clear winner, writes Nick Allen. So there you go. If you want to read more about that, that is the top story at the Daily Mail at the moment. And the second one is Labour-run council ordering removal of St George's and Union Jack flags is too scared to take down Palestine flags without police protection, leaked email reveals. Yeah, there you go. So we see exactly what the Daily Mail... Well, I'd like to elaborate further for you on that, ladies and gentlemen, but unfortunately my democratic right to free speech prevents me from doing so. Okay, so let's move on to the independent media. We'll have a look at RT, see how they're reporting this, because of course they're bound to give a pro-Putin message. The banner at the top: Putin pitches next meeting in Moscow to Trump, live updates. And the top story is Trump praises warm meeting with Putin. The US president has said he and his Russian counterpart agree on a lot. And then we've got Western media in a frenzy over Putin-Trump summit. Zelensky should make a deal, Trump. Lasting settlement essential in Ukraine conflict, Putin. Next time in Moscow, Putin to Trump. Talks with Trump constructive, Putin. Putin and Trump share presidential limo to Alaska summit venue. There you go. So there were all the top stories in a row, and they all focused on that meeting. Okay, so let's move on to... Where's it going? Where's my independent... Oh, the independent news box isn't coming up. I don't know what is going on here. All right, hold on. This... Yeah, something was... Oh, now I don't know what was happening. It looked like someone just hijacked my browser. Okay, so I'm going to rents.com. I've actually not been listening to alternative media for a few days because I've been listening to X-Files episodes on my phone. So I put them in my computer, I record the audio of my DVDs, and then I listen on the phone. And the ones that work on the phone, because you can have a good episode... Like, one of my favourite episodes from season 2 is Blood. But you need the visual, because people are being given instructions to do things at things like ATM machines, cash point machines, and, you know, they don't tell you that over the audio. You have to watch it. So something like that is not going to work as an audio-only episode. But with all the grifters and the nonsense out there and the speculation just for the sake of filling... a time slot they have to fill on a regular basis, I've found a lot more joy out of listening to X-Files episodes, whether they work or not. The ones that work, I'll keep and probably go back to, because I don't think I'd ever watch them again because I know them so well. A bit like The Sopranos. That's why I recorded The Sopranos first series to listen to on my phone. And again, the funny thing about that is I actually picked bits up audio-wise that I hadn't picked up before whilst watching it, because you're just using your hearing, not your sight as well. So there you go. It's worth doing. Anything that you like watching or what have you, try it out, and you may be surprised. So anyway, Jeff Rentz's lineup for yesterday that you can find at Rentz.com or RentzRadio.com. Hour one, Wyatt Peterson, The Name of the Game is Always the Same. Hour two, Gary Holland, Trump's Summit with Putin. And hour three, Father Paul Kramer, The Bergoglian Vatican. So there you go. That is yesterday's show. I'll probably listen to some of them shortly. But I want to get my X-Files finished first, because, you know, it's, you get into something, don't you, and you like to see it through to the end. Let's have a look at what is happening with rents on the headline news. So we'll scroll down, see what's going on over here. Colonel, top story, Colonel Douglas McGregor shocks. The Germans did not start the Second World War. 100% correct. We've been saying it since college. That is the top story. And then third one down, I don't know if it refers to the same interview, presume it was an interview. McGregor gets angry, tells podcaster to stop lying to your audience. And then the fifth one down, Newsom just launched his unofficial 2028 campaign for the White House. Dear, oh dear. Okay, let's go over to HalTurnerRadioShow.com. The top story is working lunch between the presidents cancelled. Putin has departed the Alaska meeting. So, all the headlines I read to you from the mainstream and RT.com, which I guess is Russia's mainstream media, seem to indicate that the meeting had gone well. Let's see what Hal Turner's written about it. It's only four or five lines here. After about 3 hours of meetings in Alaska between President Trump and his US delegation and Russian President Putin and his delegation, things did not appear to go well. A working lunch was scheduled for the two presidents and the delegations. I am told that has been cancelled. President Putin departed the meeting at Elmendorf Air Force Base, went to a cemetery in Alaska where Soviet pilots from World War II are buried, laid flowers at their graves, then returned to the airbase, boarded his plane and took off back to Russia. All in all, this does not look good or bode well. So that is the top story on HalTurnerRadioShow.com. Let's see what's going on Mark R. Else's website, EarthNewspaper.com. And I thank Mark and Jeff Rentz for supporting this show. Mark regularly posts links to the show on earthnewspaper.com, and of course Jeff Rentz broadcasts it on rentzradio.com. I believe it's 11 p.m. Is it 11 p.m. my time, 6 p.m. Eastern? I think it is, Monday to Friday. There you go. The top story, well, it's not top story, but it's the top of August news. Requiescat in peace, my dear friend Diana Spingola. I mentioned the other week, I'd heard that Deanna had passed away in late July, and I really should have done a tribute when I heard. And it was just something that I'm embarrassed to say slipped my mind. However, Paul English then emailed me and said, I don't know if you heard this, and he sent me an obituary. So then I had something to actually, you know, read out to you. But Mark Elsis did a lot of shows. He did his most shows, his most guest appearances with Deanna Spingola. And so he's actually got a page where all his interviews are with her. And you can go over, there are links to that on his show. You can, on his website, you just scroll down on the right hand side. There's a very interesting column, actually. Rather than look at the main section with the news that he posts, where you get news and shows each day, let's do something different and go down the right hand column of the website. So the top section is about the posts, and then you've got the subscribe to free speech, where you can get the newsletter that he sends out each day that I subscribe to completely free. Then you've got support independent news. 1,234 categories to search on the website. So there's a drop-down box there. there in alphabetical order. You've got 1993 World Trade Center bombing is one of the ones at the top, 7 posts. Then you scroll down, addiction is there, so it's all alphabetical, 39 posts, different things. So if you're just looking for some random stories and subjects to look at, or look at it like an encyclopedia, why not, if you're interested in a certain thing like global warming, for example, why not go over there and just see if that's in the category, or climate change or whatever, and see what historically has been published on the subject. The news archive consists of 41,000 posts at earthnewspaper.com, and then we've got my 27 interviews with Deanna, the late Deanna Spingola, is there, and he's got links to various websites where you can find those. So, and then there's yours truly, ACH Show, below that. And largest COVID archive on the net, that has over 8,000 posts and growing. Let's hope it doesn't grow too much. Certainly will if they roll this sort of nonsense out again. And then you've got things that we've spoken about, I've referred to, from earthnewspaper.com, such as the book of the day, the meme of the day, and the quote of the day, and the music of the day. So a lot there for you that you might not ordinarily look at, because you generally go onto a website like this, look at the most recent post, scroll your way down, and leave it at that. There's more to it than that on Mark's website, earthnewspaper.com. So let's finish off with the beforeitsnews.com top 10. Bit of a fleeting visit today, I'm afraid, because I just haven't seen... I've still, every day, I haven't missed a day. I look at the BBC and the Daily Mail every day, at least once a day, top to bottom, the front page. And it takes a while, and anything that I think that you may find of interest, I save. But there was only, what, 6 articles that I found over the whole week. But let's see what the beforeitsnews.com has been talking about. This is their top 10. You can always go over there if you want to hear more than you've heard over here. So number 10, 73 people viewing, went up 6 hours ago. Benjamin Fulford, weekly update, Friday Q&A, August the 16th, 2025 video. Number 9, went up 4 hours ago, 75 people viewing, David Nino Rodriguez, emergency broadcast, 8/16/25. No one is prepared for what's coming video. Now, I'm going to stop a moment here. A lot of these come out of America, and this is something I've noticed recently, that they're saying that the broadcast was like today. Well, I gave you the time in America at the start of this show. What did I say it was? It was just after 12:30 on the West Coast and 3:33 in the morning on the East Coast. So did these shows, were they actually recorded in the early hours of today or not? Or were they recorded earlier, but they're putting on a later date to try, because they think that that'll, oh, it's more up to date then more people will click on it. I'm not sure. I'm not going to bother clicking on it, so I'm not going to know. But again, these are the sort of things to look out for. That's why I date and timestamp my shows, so you know what you're getting. I'm not going to suddenly cheat you unless I say that I'm putting an archive out, which I make quite clear. So these things, this could be genuine. It could well be something that they're putting out in the early hours of August the 16th, because this show, I believe, comes out of America. Or it may be something that they're putting an incorrect date on for clickbait. I don't know. I've not listened. But beware of these little tactics that they use to try and get the clicks that they so desire. Number 8 went up 4 hours ago. 81 people viewing. Judy Byington, unredacted. Trump installed the quantum financial system across the globe. Number 7... Went up 21 hours ago, 96 people viewing. Chris Sky, breaking Trump intel, 8/15/25. This could change it all. Number 6, went up 7 hours ago, 109 people viewing. Live Patriot Underground, episode 395. Number 5, went up 5 hours ago, 110 people viewing. Situation update, 8/16/25. Trump installed the QFS across the globe. Fauci found guilty of treason. Shall I do my joke about the QFS being a furniture shop in the UK. No, I won't. I will clarify for those of you outside of the UK. There was a furniture shop called DFS, which I'm not sure if they even still exist. But, yeah, used to get lots of... I don't know if it's the same for you overseas. But after Christmas, into New Year, there were all these, oh, get these three-piece suites, sofa, this sort of stuff. You can get it straight away and you don't pay anything for 18 months and all this sort of nonsense. And, of course, it was obviously some big grift that industry worked on, because if you're not going to pay for that length of time, I'm not sure what the interest is going to be, stuff like that. And people, I suppose, they think that they're getting something for nothing. But anything on credit, it goes back to the old adage. I forget who was talking about it, but they were talking about life in 40s, 50s, something like that, America, and they would have a guy in a shop in America, and you could give him a little bit of money each week to buy a bicycle or a cooker or something like that, and they would store it up for you, and they would keep it safe for you, and you didn't pay any interest, and then suddenly someone came along and said, oh, but we'll give it to you now, but you'll have to pay all this interest on. And people thought, oh, that's great. I don't have to do all this boring saving. I can get it straight away. But, of course, you end up losing interest in the thing while you're still paying it off for several years. So that sort of affects you emotionally as well, doesn't it? Okay. Number four. Went up 4 hours ago, 137 people viewing. Alex Jones, emergency broadcast 8/16/25. President Trump and President Putin just shocked the world. Okay. Number three, went up 4 hours ago, 148 people viewing. News treason, Trump and Q secret op, 8/16/25 again. Worldwide military raids explode, headed to Gitmo video. Number two went up 4 hours ago, 202 people viewing. Kim Gogwon, full situation update. Deep state is pushing a plan to control 90% of humanity. Video. And number one went up 7 hours ago, 303 people viewing. Wano Savin and Michael Jaco, urgent emergency, 8/16/25. Military tribunals begin. So that brings us to a close of today's show. There's no Peter this week, so I'm scheduled to come back next Saturday. Of course, there's the traditional Christian message, which has recently started a new series on the miracles of Jesus that I'm going to be recording after I finish recording this, and that will be going up tomorrow. The donation button is at the top of the website. For every £50 I get in single or combined donations, so every pound counts, as they say. I believe that there might be a minimum amount that you have to put in, but that's to basically discourage people that are just gonna, you know, send stupidly small amounts that are going to cost more to process than they are, you know, the trolls out there. You have to put some sort of safeguards on there, because people who don't like you do everything that they can to frustrate you, as we know. So that being said, I want to thank all of you for joining me today on I'm Talking To You, episode 249, Charles Bukowski's 105th birthday. I'll be back with you with the traditional Christian message tomorrow. And until then, folks, thank you for listening. I hope this is the start of a wonderful weekend for you all. And bye for now.